You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this 10th day of February. It's public radio for the farming world. Buy your tickets for the All-Day Ag Outlook right now, just $30. The date is the 7th of March. It's a Tuesday. You can do that online at willag.org or by dialing this number, 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass. He's from Agrible. Hey, Eric, thanks for being with us. Tell me about the weather forecast as you see it.
Boy, I tell you, Todd, last week was a very impactful week in terms of weather. We had a big severe weather outbreak early in the week that started off near New Orleans and raced its way toward Florida. In total, there were a bunch of supercell thunderstorms that kind of rocked southern Louisiana, producing 15 tornadoes, several of which reached the EF2 to EF3 status. And as the storms kind of spread on off to the east coast, they turned into a large line of nasty thunderstorms that really impacted the cotton and peanut belt. And then we had some big surprises come midweek and toward the end of the week, where we had a snow that basically spread across the central part of the state of Illinois and over in Indiana. Actually, in Champaign, we had around 3 inches of snow, which doubled our snowfall totals for the year. So we're really down this year. And that was kind of caused by this clipper system that kind of raced out of the northern Rocky Mountains and spread through our area. And we had what we call phrenogenesis. That's where we're basically creating a tighter temperature gradient that kind of squeezes the air, forces it to rise, and gave us that snow. Then the Northeast, this was the other big surprise, had a pretty big blizzard. Most of the early week forecasts had that system too far to the east to really have a big impact, but then the last couple of model runs brought it right back on shore, dumping quite a bit of snow from New Jersey through New York, all the way up into Connecticut, toward Massachusetts, and then finally hitting Maine. And then, same time that was going on, the West Coast was getting rocked yet again. So there's just a lot of precipitation spreading across the country this past week, some of it pretty nasty. Now, let's do some big picture stuff first, okay? First thing I want to talk about is the latest U.S. drought monitor map that was released on Thursday. When we look closely at this, we see that we've done a great job, the atmosphere has done a great job, at eliminating the drought conditions that were really, really nasty in the Southeast and really quite bad in California. Now, that's not completely gone, but major, major improvements. But what I've been noticing is that in Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Missouri, the drought has persisted for most of this winter. And that drought is also kind of pushing up into Colorado and Kansas. Now, the drought in Colorado and Kansas, that's going to be a factor to be looking at when we get into what wheat's going to do later on this spring. But that Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Missouri drought, I'm watching closely, because if we don't erase that by the time we get into May, I'll be concerned that drought like that could have the potential to move north and to move east into the Corn Belt. It's just something I'm watching. Let's keep an eye out on it. Now, when we talk about spring weather, I want to show you kind of a blended forecast we have from 4 separate modeling techniques. And so let's get into March, April, and May and see what we've got. Right now, there's a better chance than not that we'll have a slight warm bias for spring across Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, in fact, for most of the Midwest. In fact, I think that kind of warm bias of the forecast will carry across most of the East Coast as well. Now, the Dakotas are something I'm watching a little bit closer, so let's get back, you know, more toward the northern plains here. The reason why I'm concerned about the Dakotas is that right now they got quite a bit of snow on the ground. They have remained cold. In the last 2 years, they had a warm bias to their March, April, and May. And that meant that snow melted earlier, they got rid of their muddy conditions earlier, and they had a pretty decent start to their season and lower prevent plant acres. What I'm concerned about is that in 2017 here, we're not seeing that, which may mean the markets might find that as an interesting story to start the season if the Dakotas return toward more normal prevent plant acres. Again, just something to be watched at this point. We need to keep a very, very close eye on that. Now, those are some bigger picture things, but let's get back toward the weather for this week. For the United States, really here in the Midwest, we're going to get back on a warming trend. Yeah, we got some pretty cool days the last couple of days with that snow, with that high pressure dominating, but we basically have a ridge that's going to try to push its way to the east, allowing some southerly flow and warming us back up. Saturday and Sunday around Champaign, we expect highs in the 40s, maybe in the lower 50s, which is well above average for this time of year. By Saturday, we're watching a low-pressure system take shape in the Ohio River Valley, and it's going to push off to the northeast again, giving them another big shot at snow in the northeast. But the bigger picture here that I'm looking at is that when I make my kind of longer-range forecast for the rest of February and the beginning of March, I'm seeing a better chance for us to see more days of above-average temperatures than below-average temperatures, which is going to leave a lot of people saying, where in the heck was winter? Now, remember, March still can bring some pretty big snowstorms unexpectedly, even after some warmer weeks. So we got to keep a very close eye on that. But overall, I think February is going to have a warm bias to it, and so is the start of March.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass from Agrible. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.